Ken Moore with the Ken Moore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how's everything been going?
Busy.
Busy. We like busy. That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, it's back. It's another real estate week, and it's a big one coming up. We're going to be talking this show about the Parade of Homes and here in a little bit. So we'll introduce
Very
our
exciting.
Guest. And I mean, yeah, for me, this is like kid in a candy store. Mm-hmm. New houses, inventory, fun things to sell, clients talking about real estate. I love it. So first, though, we always like to start off, we always like to get our crazy celebrity real estate story out of the way.
She'd fit.
And this one's one I think you're going to jump all over, McKay. Kirstie Alley listed her girly floral estate for $2.3 million. And I know you've been dying for the lace curtains and everything. So can you imagine?
No.
Though, most of our trending celebrity stories have been going the other way, though. You know, buy for $9 million, sell for $7 million.
This one,
she's pretty proud of her lace and girly stuff, though, because she purchased the house in 2003 for just over $1 million and is now on the market for $2.35 million. So I don't know about you, McKay, but I hope she did a lot of remodeling for that extra $1 million.
Yeah, location, location, location. It's appreciated, though.
Well, we're hoping it's appreciated. She hasn't sold it yet, so I think the jury's still out on it.
Well, at least we know up in Maine the lawn will have been well watered.
There you go. But local news. Local Tri-City real estate news that we can count on. August numbers are in and tabulated. So we know exactly what's happened in August, according to the Tri-City Association of Realtors. Those numbers came out that total sold in August, we had 245. So as far as August goes, compared to last year, almost identical. Now, we did have what I felt a little bit was like the kind of, I called it the tax credit cloud happening last year that had ended. Mm-hmm. And so that August was a little bit slow, but almost identical numbers from 2010. And then going back to 2009, 2009 was kind of a crazy banner, you know, record year. Compared to 2009, though, 342 sales, it was definitely a slower August compared to some of the past ones. But it looks like we're kind of settling into a routine. The market's kind of taken a breather there in July, and we're wondering which direction it was going to go. But it looks like things have really kind of settled out. When you look at some of those numbers and what we're sitting at, one thing you want to compare is how much of a supply of homes we have. We've talked about on the show that what we call a six-month supply of homes is really a balanced supply. Like, mm-hmm. not really a buyer's market or a seller's market, but a real healthy, balanced market. When we go less than 6 months, we get into a seller's market. Over 6 months, kind of a buyer's market. Well, when you do those numbers out, look, we're sitting at about 1,388 homes on the market for an inventory and selling about 245. That puts you at a 5.6-month supply of homes. So we're really kind of, looks like the market's really settling out at that balanced market that we look for. And so mm-hmm. what that means a little bit is we definitely, there's some things we have to watch out for. The sellers you might have to clean the carpets when you move out now or concede a little bit. You know, as it gets more balanced, you used to kind of be 100% in the driver's seat, but you might have to give a little more as we kind of reach that balanced market.
Well, I would hope you would do that anyway.
You'd be surprised, McKay.
Okay.
We do the real deal here, remember? So that is that's what we're looking at. Average sold price is really hanging in there. $205,000 last month, average sold price. So looks like we're just really kind of settling in there in that balanced market. There's still a lot of things happening, still a decent number of sales out there, and we're still moving a lot of property. So that's kind of where we're looking at. That's what things look like for August. If you have any questions about any of that data, feel free to call me at any time or visit our website at kenmoreteam.com. But now to the fun stuff. We're talking about the Parade of Homes. Brand new, shiny, mm-hmm. all dolled up, builder showcase. I mean, this is fun stuff. Maybe it's just my profession, and so I get overly excited about it, McKay, but...
Well, obviously, people get geeked about it because they sell thousands of tickets for people to go see
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So we're very fortunate again this year to... help us out with the information about this. Let us know what's happening. We have in the studio with us, we have Mr. Jeff Losey from the HBA. Jeff, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you back. Thanks for coming back for another year of punishment with us here on the show.
Yeah.
You obviously made it again, another parade. Tell us a little bit about what's happening and what we need to know about this year's Parade of Homes.
Well, so we've got 26 homes on this year's parade, and it's definitely not going to disappoint again. I mean, so what you have is the opportunity to go through and see modern house styles, contemporary house styles. We've got some Tuscan house styles. And so, you know, there's really the gamut as far as what your wants are in a house. And so even if you have a house and you don't plan on purchasing something new, this is where you go to get all your ideas. And so, you know, the builders are welcome to, you know, you coming in and you can take pictures of whatever you'd like to. Definitely talk to the builders. They'll have the subcontractors there to talk about the different things that are in the house, in the houses. And, you know, basically whatever you have thought of or haven't thought of, it's going to be in the parade. And it just gives you more ideas. And, you know, the thing that the builders realize is that, you know, you may not be ready this year to buy a house, but maybe 2 years, 3 years down the road, you might be able to. And and it's just an idea gathering spot because everything's available.
That is phenomenal. Now let's go back just a little bit. Take a step back. Tell us a little bit about the HBA, your guys' role in this, and how you've come to put this event on as an HBA event.
So the Home Builders Association has been putting on the Parade of Homes for, we've went back and figured it out, it's about 48 years that this has been happening in Tri-Cities.
In the Tri-Cities? 48 years?
In the Tri-Cities.
Oh, wow.
You know, and it's not to say there were a couple years that were missed, you know, in the early 80s when we had 17% interest rates and there was nothing going on. And there was, in 82, there was 41 permits that were pulled for new houses. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah, so it was abysmal, and so there was a couple years that were missed. But, yeah, so 48 years in running, and it's really an opportunity for the local builders to showcase their talents and for the community to go in and see what you see on Home and Garden TV, that, you know, they do all these renovating and remodeling, and this is new construction, to be able to go in and see the new products that are available for you to either put in your house or to purchase in a new house. And so it's a great opportunity.
Now, the number fluctuates by year to year. I'm trying to remember. How many were there last year?
We ended up with 23
last year. Mm-hmm. So a couple more this year. Was there a year that it was in the 30s one point?
We had a year that there was 40.
That's what I was remembering. And I remember I almost couldn't do it. In 2 weekends.
Yeah, well, and that's what we found out from our consumer poll, was that it just was too much for Tri-Cities, because for whatever reason, we have a lot of folks that like to go to all the houses, and I'm one of those. I like to be able to go to all of them, but 40 is just too much to be able to do in those 5 days. So what we did is we limited the builders to either one house, unless we come up short on our golden number is 25.
Awesome.
And we're sitting there at 26, so if we end up short, we'll let a builder put a second home in a different subdivision. And so that we've got a couple of builders that have two houses in, but the year that we had 40, there was no holes barred and you can have as many as you wanted in, and it just turned out to be too much.
Too much. So it starts, so the raw numbers of it, it starts right now this morning as we started the show.
Yep.
So
mm-hmm.
9 to 5,
yep.
The houses are open today and tomorrow. Then we've got, I like how you do the Wednesday. You throw the Wednesday in 1 to 7.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then next weekend, the 17th and 18th, again, Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 5.
Yep. And the Wednesday is a great opportunity to be able to go through. You know, if you want to pick a time to have a little bit more elbow room getting through the houses, Wednesday is a great opportunity to do that, the old midweek stint.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So if you can schedule now, sweet talk the boss, get off early on Wednesday and get out and tour some of the houses. And I myself do that exact same thing. I know Karen and I go out and we try to hit 7 or 8, you know, that Wednesday afternoon, because you do have a little more time and a little more space, and that makes a lot of sense. So you've got 5 days basically to look at these homes, and that's when you have 26, you break it up 12 and 12 and then a couple on Wednesday. That's not too bad. That's easily doable.
Very doable, and it's a pretty decent route this year as far as the houses are a little bit tighter, so it makes the travel between them a little bit easier. So it should be easy for anybody to get around that wants to see all 26 homes.
Okay, perfect. So talk to everybody about where can you get the tickets and the price of the tickets.
So the tickets are $10 a piece, and they're available at any of the Sun Marts. And so whether you're in Walla Walla or Connell, if there's a Sun Mart, you'll be able to purchase Parade of Homes tickets at any of the Sun Marts. And once you get the ticket, that'll get you the map and the magazine. The map is also available online, but once you purchase the ticket, you'll have the map. And we do those. We try to do all right-hand turns to be the most efficient as far as in your car to not have to take left-hand turns and wait for traffic. We try to follow a right-hand turn route, and that's from my days at UPS. So,
That I love.
It stuck.
That is fabulous. Now, a couple things to note, because I've worked at the parade before, and so I kind of see these things happen. A couple things to note for everybody to have an easier time, and these are printed in the Parade of Homes magazine, but some of the things that the HBA and stuff that they recommend and ask people to do is not to bring strollers and backpacks if it can be prevented, because there's just not room with that many people to facilitate that in these homes. Also, children 3 years of old and older need a ticket to visit the homes. So if the children are over 3 years old, they're going to need a ticket also. This kind of goes without saying, but sometimes, McKay, we have to print it. No smoking, food, or drinks allowed in the parade houses. You know, the builders have thrown down a couple hundred thousand. They're a little partial to some of the
Well, these homes are going to end up being sold to private buyers.
A lot of them are already sold. Some were custom builds, but yes, and then some will be sold to a person afterwards.
That's why.
Yep. The other thing, too, is definitely please wear socks and make sure that your shoes can easily be removed, because there are certain of the homes where they are no shoes. They are no shoes, and I've heard people complain about that, but that's to be expected. At least one or two of the homes are going to be no shoes, because literally what happens, and I've seen it happen, McKay, and I know the reason why, is it's a $30,000-$40,000 hardwood floor. And someone, even though they're putting booties over, I've seen rocks get stuck in people's shoes as they walk from a bad parking spot far away, and then they walked through the house with a sharp stone stuck in the bottom of their shoe and scratched those hardwood floors.
Or the carpet. You get goat heads on. Yeah.
And so anyway, we've seen that happen, and so there are some builders that are very particular about, they won't even do booties. It'll just be no shoes. So most of them will do booties covered up, but it'll be no shoes. So
it's easier to slide on the hardwood when you're wearing socks.
McKay's doing a little risky business in there at the parade houses. Well, that'd be on Wednesday only.
And to even go one step further, there are some of those hardwood floors, they don't even like bare feet on them.
Right.
So you have to do the bare feet with the booties over the top.
Yeah, and so it's definitely, just be prepared for that. Please realize that, these builders and the potential homeowners have requested that.
Socks are best.
Socks are best. And then ask questions. The builders are there. That's what I love, what Jeff was talking about, is that it's not so much just that the builders are there, but a lot of times you'll find the subs on site, the guys that have put the pools in, that have put the hardwood floors in, that have ordered the windows. And these guys have a tremendous amount of knowledge. And so that's your chance to ask, how could I get that type of window in my house? Could we remodel and I could get this corner, no seam window in my house? You know, talk to those guys when you see them and ask those questions. We're coming up on our first hard break already. When we have Jeff here, the time always flies by. After the break, we're going to talk about a couple different things that haven't been always in the past 48 parades. I think he's going to fill us in on, we're going to talk about chefs on parade after the break.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here with Jeff Losey from the HBA. We've been talking about all kinds of exciting things going on with the parade. The 26 homes that are available this morning for you to see. So once again, stop by your Sun Mart, grab your ticket, and start checking out some of these houses. But something that's coming up to talk about that you know, as I know you guys have done this in the past, but not every year, but it's kind of growing in popularity, is, Jeff, talk to us a little bit about what are or what is the Chefs on Parade. I've seen the chef hats around on the signs, but what's going on?
Well, so what we've done is we've paired up some of the area's finest chefs and put them into some of these parade gourmet kitchens. Mm. And this isn't, some, you know, I wish I had all the great ideas, but I don't. There was another Home Builders Association in New York that I stole this idea from. But, you know, what it is, it's an opportunity for basically to get go out and interact with the chefs. They're using the kitchen, so you can see how they use the kitchen, the different appliances, and how it's going to work in there. And what they're going to do is they're going to take some of their finest cuisine and have samples for everybody that attends the Chefs on Parade. And that's going to happen on Thursday the 15th and Friday the 16th. It's going to go from 5 in the afternoon to 9 o'clock at night. There's going to be 5 houses on the first night, and that's going to be what we call our northern tour. And then our southern tour, which is around the South Richland area, is going to be from 5 to 9 on Friday night. And there's 7 houses. Should be plenty of time to get to each one of the houses. And, you know, we're excited about it. The builders are excited about it. I know the chefs are excited about it. We've got a maximum number of tickets that are available of 800. So if there's anybody that's going to the parade that didn't realize that the Chefs on Parade was going on because it's the first time we're doing it, we will exchange the $10 that you paid for that ticket to go towards a Chefs on Parade ticket. It's the Chefs on Parade tickets. If you're buying one, it's $35. Any more than one, it's $30 to get that. And it's going to be a great opportunity. It's also a different time of day to see the houses. And it's going to be a, kind of a, you know, as twilight's going down, you'll be able to see the houses in a different light. You'll walk in and you'll have a chef in the gourmet kitchen. And so we're excited about it. And we think it's a great opportunity to see the houses in a different way as well.
So, okay, so I was totally mistaken about this. This is great about how you, I thought you went to one house, but you can go to all five of them.
Five houses Thursday night.
And taste the different food on Thursday and Friday night with the same ticket. The $135 ticket gets you both nights?
Yep.
Oh, this is fabulous, McKay.
You learn something new every day.
I'm getting even more excited about this. Okay, great. So you can go, you get the $35 ticket, and so you go to those houses and see them, 5 on Thursday, and then 5 on Friday.
And 7 on Friday.
And
so there's a total of 12. There's a total of 12.
Plus you get to eat at these places.
Plus you get to eat at the houses.
Holy mackerel, this is the best deal in town right now.
And it still includes a Parade of Homes ticket with it. So anybody that's already purchased their Parade of Homes ticket, you stop by the Home Builders Association. You can do that on Monday back at our office, and we'll gladly exchange the Parade of Homes ticket with you to go back to the Chefs on Parade on those two nights.
So these tickets, the Chefs on Parade tickets, you have to get at the HBA office.
Only available at the Home Builders Association.
And where's that located for the listeners?
It's 10,001 West Clearwater, so it's out on the, I call it the new end of Clearwater, but
I call it the Clearwater Extension.
Extension, okay, okay.
Because everybody calls it something different. From Columbia Center Boulevard on.
Going west, out by Amon Creek, if okay. You know where that is, and heading towards Rancho Riata, going out that way, but we're on that end of Clearwater.
So swing by there, pick up your tickets for Thursday and Friday night. Chefs, and this is the first time you've done, I thought you had done it last year.
No, this is our first official Chefs on Parade.
And, oh, wow.
And so the kicker for the public is, so if you go to all 12 houses, and what's on the line for the chefs is they want to be the best chef on Parade.
On Parade.
So, on Parade. So just like we do for the houses, we have the people's choice for the houses as well, if you go to all houses in a category. So you go and you go to all the 12 houses, you can vote for your favorite chef, and that chef will get his picture on the cover of our Chefs on Parade magazine, which will be distributed in the Tri-City Herald.
Well, and, fabulous. So this is great. So we've got new contests. Now we've got Chefs on Parade. So if you're, what are they called? Foodies? Is that?
Yes, it is.
So if you're a foodie and you want to look at the houses, come out. Sample the cuisine, see gorgeous houses, see how the kitchens work. This is great. I'm definitely clearing my schedule for this. So
you're a foodie.
That is fabulous. This will be great. Well, very, very good. That's a nice twist to the Parade of Homes. A lot of activity and a lot of wonderful homes. If you haven't seen the Parade of Homes magazine yet, definitely get your ticket, pick that up, and check it out. Now, there is also not just the homes in the magazine, but I was looking through before the show and kind of going through that. There is some great information. There's some articles in there from the National Association of Home Builders. There's some articles about prepping your house for sale. In fact, there was one about speeding up the sale of your home in a slower market, or like we talked about at the beginning of the show, as our market becomes balanced, some things you can do to speed up the sale of your home. And I looked through the list, and it was exactly what we've talked about on the show before. So I can wholeheartedly endorse that article.
That's awesome.
And be excited about. So I was glad to see the information for the listeners in there about that. As we wrap up here about the Parade of Homes and about the HBA, what else is important to you guys at the HBA right now? I guess on a more general level, what other issues or events are you working towards into the winter for the HBA? Where are you guys headed?
Well, what we do is this kind of gears us up as we go into our legislative session in Olympia, and a lot of the things that we work on going into the wintertime is working on the rules and regulations that don't make it more difficult to build. You know, every one of the builders that are here in Tri-Cities, they live, work, and play here as well, and the more rules and restrictions that get put on development, those always get passed on to the consumer. And so that's one of the things that we utilize the parade for, is it gives us an opportunity. It's a revenue generator for the Home Builders Association, but we use that too for what we call advocacy, and that's for helping the builders, which the bottom line is it helps the consumers, because with the rules and regulations comes a cost, and that cost gets passed on straight on to the consumer. And some of those fees that we're talking about, they get into the thousands of dollars real quick, and new construction is always a easy target because it doesn't have to go to a vote of the people. And so we're constantly working with our legislators on trying to keep those rules and regulations in check and making sure that, you know, they are appropriate in certain cases, but certainly trying to keep those. Somebody's got to make sure that they're checking all the things that are being wanting to put on new construction.
Well, that's fabulous. So your parade ticket, not only entertaining for yourself, but also supporting the HBA and their legislative
efforts.
And
could wind up making it more affordable for you to buy a home.
Well, no, that's one thing we really watch for is, and what you say is, yeah, he's right. Those builders, those fees and stuff. The builders don't just eat those fees. I mean, a lot of times people are crazy if they think the builder just takes less profit, you know, because they're a lot of times working on very thin profit margins as it is. You know, as a builder's looking at doing something like that, his profit margin is really thin. And when it gets down to nothing, some of those fees have to be passed on to the consumer or he's going to go out of business.
Yep.
And that cycle of keeping the housing affordable is extremely important, and definitely in my profession something we want the builders to stay alive and keep building to keep that supply of homes
current. Well, it's always nice to remind the folks in Olympia too with a little dose of reality. There, I said it.
There, McKay said it. He went too far. I love it. Or he went maybe just right. Well, as we wrap up, I wrote down kind of the big tips for the Parade of Homes, things I've seen over the years that help make a huge difference. We'll kind of wrap up and end with that. It's always great to have the HBA, to have Jeff on the program. I know you've been extremely busy, and to take the opening morning of that and to meet with us and talk about it, we just really, really appreciate getting that firsthand view of what's going on right now with real estate in the Tri-Cities.
Thank you.
Last tips list here. Number one, dress accordingly. The weather's been very warm.
It gets
hot out there. I mean, this is for September. Make sure you dress accordingly to be comfortable. It's going to be a long day if you're planning on seeing 12, 13, 14 of these houses. Take some extra water with you. Please wear shoes that can come off easily, because things happen. I've seen it all taking tickets. Please wear shoes that you can recognize as your own.
Show up in hiking boots.
I've been at houses where somebody came out and they put on somebody else's shoes and they were gone. They took the wrong person's shoes. I've had people leave shoes in the grass and the sprinklers come on. So please leave them on the sidewalk and in the right spot. I've seen it all over the years, McKay.
I would imagine.
Plan for lots of walking. Parking is not always easily. These are neighborhoods. Please be semi-respectful to the people that currently live in these neighborhoods. Don't block driveways for families that have to leave. Mm-hmm. Just kind of keep an eye out for that type of stuff. Take a camera with you, or if you've got your iPhone, you're going to see ideas. You're going to see something on a wall you might want to snap a picture of. It makes it really easy to remember later, especially if you're building. And then bring a small notepad to talk to the builders. This is an easy access to get to the builders. They're very proud of their projects. They've built some beautiful homes. Mm-hmm. And take some notes, talk about them, and help this be the year that you decide which of those builders you're going to use. And as always, if you forget any of this or have any ideas or questions about the process, you can visit our website at kenmoreteam.com, or you can always call me on my cell phone at 727-8977. I'd be more than happy to sell you any of the parade homes that are available.
Well, you'll probably catch him today as he's running from house to house to house. He's got his track shoes on.
Well, Jeff, as we finish up here, what's the website for the HBA if people have any questions?
It's www.hbatc.com.
And I know it's not your business, so I won't make you give out your cell phone. But if they need to call, if you need to talk to Jeff Losey and can't get him, feel free to visit our website. I'll make sure you get linked up. So thanks again to all of our listeners. Be safe out there. Really enjoy the parade of homes the next week and a half, 2 weeks.
And we'll be back next Saturday right here on News Talk 870.